It's, oh goodness me, nearly 9 o'clock on Saturday.
After 400 yards, keep right.
Thank you.
Then take the motorway.
Okay. Yes, on something like the 25th of July 2009, and I'm driving back to Luton to get myself a fairly early night, I think, after a day which
keep
started
right.
Late.
Then take the motorway.
Yes, I got you the first time. Thank you, Eleanor. Beth's still at the Royal London. She's still in the same ward as she was on before, which is a large ward. Must be close on 20 beds. With only a couple of nurses and nursing assistants there pottering around, but at least they're all kind of in the same area. And Beth was sent down for surgery at around about 4 o'clock today, which is when I turned up after dropping Eleanor off at her birthday party and getting a few bits and pieces sorted in the house before I drove down. It was a bit of a strange event. I was one. I couldn't predict what I would see when I got down to the hospital. Worst of all situations would have been for her to be still waiting to be seen. And it was nearly that. Had I arrived 5-10 minutes beforehand, I would have seen her being moved. The problem on this occasion was they needed to get the CD containing the MRI scan from the Luton Dunstable Hospital to the Royal London because he never made it. And apparently the bike only arrived, or the CD somehow only arrived around about 2 o'clock. So they obviously sat around and discussed it for a little while to work out what it was. But considering Beth's discomfort yesterday when the MRI scan was taken, yesterday when the scan was done, it's not particularly clear what exactly is wrong. They've done some local anaesthetic surgery on her, and drained the abscess, whatever it might be. Unfortunately, they don't know what they drained out of it. So as it stands, they're not sure. But basically, the symptoms are much less, and Beth is slowly. She's tired, obviously, and she's trying to sort of block out the fact that she's in a hospital ward and not at home, where she'd much prefer to be. But you know, circumstances have dictated that. She's having to remain vertical. I keep getting that wrong. Horizontal is flat, right? She's having to keep remaining horizontal. They're going to do some more tests tomorrow, and they can make a decision on what they're going to be doing next. Perhaps on Monday when the big wigs come back in after their weekend away. As it stands, though, her situation is stable. We've got some entertainment for her in the form of that patient line thing. I thought I'd made a mistake, but it just turns out that you've got to do some things to get three days to the price of two, and you've got to buy two cards. The phone was knackered, and we got an engineer come around who listened to it and went, "Oh right, we're going to have to do this another way," and help me through. And I stopped over at a friend's house on halfway up because I'm a bit tired and I wanted to make sure that the drive home was fairly safe. I'm now on the A1 heading towards the M1, junction 2, and things aren't going, you know, things have reached a point of stability, and I don't think we're going to be off. That would just be it, wouldn't it? I can't imagine us having any nasty shocks between now and then. Kids have had a good day. I've managed to spend some time with them, which was an absolute pleasure. It's a shame that Beth can't, but it won't be. I have faith and hope that it won't be too long. And that's about it for the time being. So I shall make the appropriate onslip onto the M1 in a moment, but after I finish talking to you. More from me at some point. See you later. I've noticed, by the way, that I always end up in my audio booth sounding really posh. Cheerio then, like that. Instead, I shall say, "Oh mate, see you later," and then goodbye.